And finally, this hour, we take you to a performance space in Los Angeles. It looks like any other comedy club, but there is a difference. It's called UnCabaret, and this year marks its 25th anniversary. As NPR's Art Silverman tells us, audiences come not to hear the usual slick routines, but real stories with very personal punchlines.
A lot of stand-up in L.A. is really just a chance for comics to audition for parts in TV or movies. UnCabaret is a place to hear unvarnished, rough-edged ideas being tried out, mostly for the first and possibly only time, like this one about going to a yoga class.
So I go in, and there's 80 people in this class. It's the biggest class I've ever seen, and it's a wall of mirrors.
That's Michael Patrick King. He's one of the people who helped create Sex in the City and Two Broke Girls.
And the woman, who is the teacher with the Madonna headset, says to the class of 80 people, everybody should focus on themselves. And I was like, I can do this. I have been doing this for a long time.
I took her to see a movie in a graveyard. Oh.
And this is comedian, writer, and actor Patton Oswalt. He's known for a role in the sitcom The King of Queens and the movie Young Adult. At UnCabaret, he told a tale about a date that changed his life.
And it was almost like me kind of saying bye-bye to the whole nerd world. It was so symbolic of, like, I'm going to go see the 10th victim in a graveyard and then just kind of leave that life behind. Like, I'm so unnerded now. Like,
I can play you another dozen examples of people whose names you know who have performed at UnCabaret. Judd Apatow, Julia Sweeney, Sandra Bernhardt, Roseanne Barr, many others. Behind this peculiar place is a woman named Beth Lapidus. She started out as a performance artist.
And I had sort of a spiritual awakening where I thought I could do exactly what I do but make it funny, and being funny is a higher calling. It's a higher purpose.
So she left the avant-garde stage for comedy clubs. And while she loved getting laughs there, traditional comedy clubs had a downside for her.
I was shocked immediately in the comedy clubs by how old-fashioned it seemed. I was shocked that people were doing jokes about how men and women are different. I was shocked that people were doing shticky stuff that just seems so old-fashioned to me. There was no other way of saying it.
In reaction to that, she created her own comedy club. It operated without the old rules. It brought in funny people from the huge Hollywood talent pool who had day jobs writing for movies and TV, and it freed them to talk about their own lives. Beth Lapidus tells her performers to reveal things they'd share with a close friend, and she has another instruction.
When you get on stage, do the material that if you don't do it, your head is going to explode.
My grandfather is a minister, or was a minister before he died. He was a minister of this Korean church, and we would go out to restaurants, to family-style restaurants, and there'd be like 10 of us, and we'd be sitting at a table, and my grandfather would be praying.
This embarrassing really childhood story by comedian Margaret Cho.
And he's praying. You know, and it's so embarrassing. And then the waiter's just standing there like, who had the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity?
For writer-director Larry Charles, his UnCabaret horror tale came from his professional life. He's a veteran of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. He also directed one hit movie, Borat, and another one that, well, didn't do as well.
I made this movie with Bob Dylan called Mass Anonymous. It's gotten some very interesting reactions. Variety called it the height of masturbatory hubris. I really, you know, it's like the headlines, bombs away. I mean, I've gotten a lot of that kind of stuff. Larry Charles is a complete idiot. There's a lot of stuff like that.
Painful experience plus time. Well, that's exactly what comedy is. And I should make clear, UnCabaret is not tailored to everyone's taste. Stories can drag on way too long. Jokes can be few or obscure. And at times, you can be baffled as to whether you are supposed to laugh at all. An example from writer and sometimes public radio contributor Tig Notaro.
Oh my gosh, I know it might seem a little weird to just right out of the gate start with a punchline, but my mother died tragically. Thank you so much for coming out. You guys are such a great audience.
But after a quarter century, audiences still come to gamble that they'll be rewarded at UnCabaret. And now, if you can't make it to L.A., you can watch UnCabaret online. Remember, though, watching videos of UnCabaret performances robs you of an important part of the experience, a chance to add your own laughter to the show.
After my mother died, Thank you so much for coming out. You guys are such a great audience.
Art Silverman, NPR News.